This is October 28th, 2012, and I am so happy to welcome each and every one of you to our Christ blessing today. This will be a very, very special time, I know, for each one of you, and I think we can do a great service to the planet today, which is having some challenges, and that carries over to our human population. We'll take up those issues in just a minute, but I see we already have two people on our line waiting to talk. Jackie, hi, you're on.
This is Jackie, and I just want to say I haven't been on this call in so long, and just a week or so ago I did a reading with a friend of mine who does reading for Mother Mary. And it's so interesting because Mother Mary was saying that she really wanted me to reconnect with the Christ consciousness, which is so interesting because my friend didn't even know I did anything like that. And she said that when I was in that state, like, I was really connected, which is so true. Like, when I started doing the blessings, I really became so many things in my life opened up. So I started, you know, I'm a blessing giver, so I started doing the blessings again. And I have also started reading The Love Without End once again and joined the study group. And I have to say, like, this last week has been so phenomenal and so many things are opening up in my life. And I'm reading the book again, and it's just been so there's so many revelations there that I didn't catch the first and second time I read the book. So I just wanted to say thank you, and you are an amazing gift.
Oh, thank you, Jackie.
Bringing that.
So glad that you have gone through your adventures and come back. You know, there's actually special consciousness that can be enjoyed and developed at any level of our life. But there's nothing quite like the mountaintop, is there?
Right. Yes,
and that's
so
where we find the Christ consciousness, on the mountaintop. And sometimes we just need to go down to the valley to have our adventures and also to connect with others that have never seen the mountaintop. And so we all kind of go up and down the slopes. But I'm so glad you have the ability to come back up to the mountaintop whenever you choose.
Yeah, and it was so cool. I had a one day I was doing a blessing, and I really felt so connected to Yeshua, and it was almost like he was welcoming back, like, oh, hi, friend, welcome back.
Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for letting us know about that and that you're back. Welcome back, Jackie.
Thank you.
I'm going to talk from area code 908, and you're on.
Hi, I'm Linda.
Yes.
All right, Andrew here. Andrew from New Jersey.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
How's the weather up there?
Excuse me?
How's the weather? Are you getting a piece of the hurricane coming in?
Yeah, we're bracing for the storm. It's not that bad right now, but it's pretty cloudy outside, and most of the tri-state areas are bracing for the storm. So we're hoping it's not as bad as predicted.
Well, we hope so, too, and we're going to offer some blessings for it.
Well, I appreciate it. I wanted to
You have something special to share today?
Yeah, I wanted to share my experience. I'm coming in November for the Blessing Giver Seminar.
That's terrific.
Yes, and I remember hearing in previous conversations that there will be things to confirm if it's the right thing for you. Now, I come from a spiritual background, based on, well, I'm from the Caribbean originally. I was born in Trinidad, but I've been in this country for over, 42 years. So, but anyway, spirituality is spirituality, and I deal with love and light. And I'm being moved to come to this Blessing Giver Seminar. And I had an experience week before last, and I wanted to share it. I was at Liberty State Park doing, in a telephone conference, and while I was in my car, I'm facing the east, I'm listening to the conference, two small bees decided to come into my car, and I shoot them away. A third bee came in, and it was a big bumblebee. And I accidentally plucked it. I didn't deliberately want to hit it, but I hit it, and it fell. And yeah, I'm saying to myself, okay, I'm about to go to meditation and prayer, and I heard this 12B. So I went out in my car with a stick, and I, you know, nudged it, and it didn't seem like it was doing that well. And I said, oh boy, here I am now. You know, the beast is not alive anymore. It looks like it's really doing bad. So anyway, I listened to your lecture, and this will happen over a period of a half an hour. After the meditation, while I was in meditation, the spirit said to me, "Don't worry about the bee. See it as being whole. And when you know, don't worry." So I went to the meditation. After the meditation, I got up. I waited 7 minutes, and I got up, and I was a bit weak. But spirit directed me to put my hand on the bee and pray. And I put my hand on the bee and pray. And then spirit directed me again to push down on the bee. I'm surprised it didn't bite me because, I mean, at one point I thought it was really dead, but I pressed down on the bee, and it took off in flight.
That's great.
I was like, wow. I'm pretty sure the bee wasn't alive. because I'm saying if it was alive, it would have stung me. But it took off inside, and that was a confirmation that I'm heading in the right direction. So I just want to thank you. And I'm
I want to thank you for such a great story. That sounds like something Yeshua would have done.
But his energy was right there. I'm sure
he was. Probably using your hand.
Yes.
And it is truly amazing how he uses the life, the heart, and the consciousness of each one of our blessing givers to extend his influence onto the planet.
And also, while it seemed dormant, Spirit kept saying, "Oh Yeshua, that see it as being whole." And I remember the story about the painting that you had, and it says, "See it as being whole, and see it, envision it flying." And I'm saying to myself, "Okay." But it happened, definitely. The energy was, it brought it back.
Oh, indeed it was. I'm so looking forward to meeting you, and I hope you have happy travels getting here, and the storm just subsides. We're going to do for the storm. We have several blessing events today that we're doing, and so we're going to allow the power of God and Yeshua to work through us to calm the storm. Actually, we have connected for all of the major hurricanes and storms that have occurred since we've had blessing givers, and every single one of them has abated at least by 50%. And there has been no extreme damage done. So it's really quite amazing how the energy of the blessing works. So happy travels to you coming here. We do have another blessing giver who is originally from Trinidad. I don't know if she will be here at this seminar. You could always call Candace and find out. Candace will know.
Okay.
And we now have blessing givers all over the world, and it's a wonderful team that you'll be joining. So if there's anyone else who wants to speak up right now, I'm going to be speaking about several things, and before we get into the heart of our message today, so just feel free to come on the line, sign in, *6, and then 1, if you have just a personal comment to make. But I do want to say something about the storm condition in the Northeast. I would like for us today to dedicate at least some part of our prayer and focus upon the storm that's coming into the northeast coast of the United States, which will be hitting hitting land by sometime this evening and to a major degree tomorrow. I understand from the latest on the news that the subways in New York will be closing later this afternoon because they have a great potential for flooding. And we want to offer our love into the storm. Not that we love the damage storms bring, but that we know all things are generated by love. And as they connect with a greater sphere of love, their love becomes more of a servant and less imposing just by the willfulness of the storm. I suppose that's one of the best ways of saying it, is that everything created has its own inner willfulness. We can see this in precious children who have no hostile intention whatsoever. But by golly, when they want that balloon, they want that balloon. And they can be quite unsocial in projecting their demands. But part of our job and our care in educating a child has to do with socializing their love so that their love becomes more united with the love of those around them. And they begin to trust the fact that we will give them all the good things that we possibly can, and that they simply need to be considerate of those around us. And I think this is very much into the commandment of Yeshua to love one another as ourself, not instead of ourself or not as a surrogate of ourself, but in that we learn to socialize our love. We learn to bring our love into harmony with the needs and the efforts and the benefits and the abundance of the others that it may also supply us. And so we learn to share the power of love within ourselves, not to be willful in an isolated way, but to unite our will with God, first of all, and love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and then to work on uniting our will so that as we bring forth our will into the world, we do so in harmony with others. Well, the raw forces of nature, it makes sense to me, are really no different. And the raw forces of a storm have to be born of the energy of love because they're creations of a universe that was created from love by a loving God. But perhaps, like a child that's never been socialized, its love and harmony have not been brought into a larger, greater good. And you may say, well, what is the larger, greater good of a hurricane? Well, my friends, it cures out the droughts. It brings rains to the land. It prepares the earth for the change of the seasons. It really is just a natural force of balance and rebalance and bringing about the change of the seasons. Sometimes it just gains too much momentum in a way that brings violence to the land. And there's nothing in that that's intentional of violence. And as we unite it with our love, then the greater loving forces of the storm begin to prevail and blanket, if you will, the out-of-control forces of the storm. We don't want the storm to go away. It brings great good forces to the earth. It's needed. It's part of the changing seasons. We just want to dispel the extreme potential destructive violence within the storm so that it can do its good work. And I think this is perhaps a good attitude we can have about many things, where we can look at many situations in life, even human forces and human challenges that need to rise up. Every now and then we need to rise up as a collective body of humanity and say, no, that enough is enough. Something has gone too far. Now, there may have been good ideas at work here, but they're not playing out as a good force. They went in the wrong direction. Somewhere when they should have turned right, they turned left. Somewhere when they should have gone slower, they went too fast. Somewhere they got out of hand. And now we've got to rise up. We've got to say, okay, enough's enough. It doesn't mean that love did not propel the force all along, but we need to as Yeshua would do, calm the storm. Take the force of love within any groundswell of energy and make sure that it is loving energy that spreads upon the earth and brings the greatest possible good. Sometimes changes come in ways that are challenging, just as the storms bring a change of season. But we want to turn it into a positive change. And so we will bring our love into the storm today. And we bring our love into the hearts of people who are facing the storm and help to calm their panic so that they may do the best possible preventive and protective measures so that life can go on as usual, as normal, so people will not be panicking on highways and causing accidents that otherwise would not have happened. We bring peace to the shut-ins and to the people in the hospitals, knowing that their care will be seamlessly in place. We bring peace and calm to children so that they will not build up a lifelong fear of storms when they happen, and know that even within the storm, there can be goodness if it's well managed. And that if it's well managed, it can be part of the adventure and part of a stimulating experience that can bring positive changes. So we pray that the love within the storm can become externalized as a benevolent force, and that whatever was potentially destructive can be halted in its tracks. And we do bring that focus upon this day, because I know many of you, if you're not on the East Coast, you have friends who are there, or family, or perhaps you can relate to the storm because you've been in one. We have a number of people in our blessing call, blessing givers included, who live in and around New Orleans, and they can remember Katrina. And we have some blessing givers who remember the tsunami in Japan. And speaking of tsunamis, we had another earth shake today in Canada that is has a small potential of setting off a tsunami in Hawaii. And we feel that that's probably mostly subsided, but we do offer our blessings that the rumbles in the ocean will merely be peaceful changes in the life force of the ocean, bringing about no destructive consequences to any land masses. And we hold our hands of love over that as well. And as we speak about these earth changes, I think that this is a very, very opportune time to bring on a subject about what's happening to our earth. Before we do, though, I see that Sharon Wheeler is on the call, and I'm going to open up the line for Sharon. Hi.
Hi, Glenda. How are you?
Doing great.
Good. We have been talking about this the storm and protecting, others, and I'm having some issues with both of my kids, particularly my son, and he's going through a really rough time. He's flying to the Netherlands, and he's got this whole attitude of it's all mind generated, and it's very negative, and it's not healthy, and I'm doing my best to do my releasing work, but at the same time, we don't know what the unknown is, and I just wanted to ask a special blessing for him, but not just for him, but all of those who are having those storms that are going on within ourselves as well.
Oh, you are such a perfect lead-in to what I wanted to talk about. And yes, we will. And I think the inner storm is something that can most potently be addressed to the blessing.
Okay.
And the fact is, not everything is mind generated, but everything can be mind facilitated to make it worse or better. We do know that. The mind doesn't really have that much power. And consciousness, which is the larger force of the mind, is open to almost anything, because let's face it, consciousness has grown through the eons, through all of our many experiences, positive and negative, and consciousness learns from everything we go through. It assimilates everything we go through, and eventually it becomes the provider of answers to new generations. And this is how we begin to see as children are born, new generations emerge. They have most definitely learned from the previous generations without so much as a day in school. They have gained the benefit of accumulated consciousness. But consciousness in the larger sphere doesn't really bother with the conflicts. It looks at life and says, well, it is what it is. And consciousness knows that things are processing on all levels of creation, physical, emotional, life, organic life, inorganic life, social. And on all of these levels, we're generating experience to participate in. And the mind is a processor that interprets it and either accelerates it or helps in abating the experience and turning it into a solution and perhaps a better possibility. So we know that in our younger years, we give a lot of credit to our mind because our younger years are very focused upon education. And our educational institutions teach us to focus upon our mind and train our mind, educate our mind, and rely on our mind for solutions in life as well as preparation for life, that we really give it a bigger role than it actually plays. As we mature in life, we know that it's not really that important. But you have to give your son this allowance because that's where he is in his life. And we just pray that he has the experience he needs to have and that it be as positive as it possibly can be. But as I said, you really brought a powerful bridge on where I want to go today. And that has a lot to do with where we are culminating in this year, this very potent year of 2012. This was the year the Mayans forecast as a year of great change. And a year of great planetary disturbance. We've seen some of that be true. We've certainly seen that the human race is probably more divided and more polarized than it has been in a very, very long time since the various revolutions in Europe, the revolutions in America, and the migrations here. Fortunately, those revolutions and migrations had a positive outlet of expanding into new worlds, but it still didn't calm the stress. There was a great deal of stress in the 18th century as we moved into new modalities of freedom. We wanted more freedom. Now, one of the reasons we wanted more freedom was because it had been restrained for so long by dominant forces politically in the world. But I don't think that's the only reason that we were demanding more freedom. I think it's because inside of our consciousness, we were becoming changed creatures that needed more freedom in order to be all that we were. You see, if it had only been an escape from tyranny, we would probably have come to the various new continents, whether Australia, New Zealand, the migrations to South Africa, Canada, many other places of the world. And then we'd have rebuilt new versions of what we ran away from. That's just the way it is when we're just running away from tyranny. We just want to get some freedom from the oppressor, but we don't really have a better way of living. So we recreate the same old way, thinking that, well, for a while, this will work. But that's not what happened. A whole new change of consciousness happened. And that's because inside ourselves, inside the beings that we are, we saw a new world. It's almost as if spiritually and in the body of consciousness, there were new continents to be explored. And the new continents of consciousness just happened to have physical continents to come down and lay upon. Well, right now, we don't have physical continents to come down and lay upon, which creates even more necessity and more demand for us to explore the new continents of consciousness. And you may think I'm talking about something esoteric, like an episode out of Star Trek, where there are these imaginary planets and imaginary continents. Well, I suppose if that kind of metaphor serves to help your thinking, that's okay. But it isn't necessary that you think of it that way. Because the fact is, within our consciousness are always new continents emerging. These are the new continents of reality that we all create constantly throughout our life. As the Apostle Paul said, when I was a child, I thought as a child. When I became a man, I put away childish things. He said, basically, I couldn't even relate to it because becoming a man was its own continent of consciousness. It was part and parcel of a new reality. It was the new reality of his being. People who, in the early centuries of Christianity, who converted to Christianity, talked about a whole new life that was created for them. Well, if you look at their life externally, I can't say that it was really all that much better. Really, the persecution of the early Christians continued to accelerate into the fourth century. They had a horrible physical life. Even though their hope was growing, what they had was a new reality. And that new reality was so strong, it was virtually like the population of new continents within the field of consciousness. And these new continents of population were so strong that when the Roman Empire began to physically fall, the emperor turned to the Christian communities as his model for the survival of the Roman Empire. That's how strong their continents of consciousness were. Now, many of us who have been exploring the higher levels of consciousness, the higher levels of spirituality, and in this year of 2012, the inevitability of important global changes in our consciousness, have been taking boats, just as surely as the boats that sailed to the new world were physical boats. We've been taking boats to this new continent. We've been exploring it. We've been developing it. We've been creating it. This is what our blessing givers are assisting in doing. They've been captaining the boats that are sailing there, taking people to these higher places that are becoming so real in their connection, their population, and their palpable reality, that when it becomes necessary to settle these continents down to the physical earth, we will have communities of unity and faith an actual reality to move into a new way of life. Now, I don't really have a long ways to develop this because we need to get into our blessing. So I'd like to just close with a couple of sentences that will leave you on the edge of expectancy about a mailing I'm going to send out today called Why the Blessing? Why the Blessing Conference? And what is its relevance to what's happening in the world? And I just want to leave you with this very potent thought, because this is how your blessings work in relation to the cosmos and the earth. As it has been said in the scriptures, and as it has been understood by mystics of all time, within your very being, body, heart, mind, and soul, is the entirety of our universe, our galaxy, our solar system, and our planet. Literally everything that makes up your body can be found as its chemical and electromagnetic source in the sun. Without the sun, you could not exist. Not only every atom, every particle, every electron, every molecule, every chemical element, and every matrix of life connection within you has its origin in the sun. The sun has its place holding together the whole of the planetary system. And the sun is part of a larger family within our galaxy that has its central sun. On the solstice of 2012, our sun will take a historical alignment with the sun of our galaxy, in a perfect alignment with many of the stars of our galaxy and our solar system, the kind of alignment that happens only every few thousand years. And every time it has ever happened, there has been a major change in human consciousness. Now, why do you think that is? Well, that's because everything that you're made of is the galaxy. As the external galaxy takes that alignment, new opportunities are given to each one of us to make new potent alignments that can bring about more fully and completely the changes we wish to be in the world, not just have in the world, but be in the world. As blessing givers, we understand the mechanics of how that happens. As blessing receivers, all you have to do is be seated with your shoes and socks off, your feet on the ground, sitting in a comfortable vertical position with your spine, the top of your head toward the galaxy. Drop your attention into your heart and begin your prayer. Your body, which is made up of the entirety of the universe, remember, you were created in the image of God. And so your body, heart, and soul, made up of the entirety of the universe, in prayer, brings forth the changes you need. So let us begin that process now. I would ask that you take that position, that you allow your consciousness to surround you, to be open to all possibilities, to suspend your thinking mind, allow it to be the bookkeeper that it is, sitting on a bench. Open your heart and be in that state of prayer within your heart, being that which you wish to be, have, and do, knowing that first you must be it and allow your whole beingness to be with it and part of all that you wish to have, do, and be. begin your prayer, I will begin my prayer to Yeshua. And I ask blessing givers to join me. Also, we will be doing a collective blessing at 5 o'clock Pacific Daylight Time. If you have personal deep concerns for the storm and those in it, please join us in prayer at that time adjusted to your time zone. Dear Yeshua, Lord of life, the one who teaches us how great we truly are in relation to the unimaginable greatness of our Creator, our universe, and the infinite power of the Holy Spirit. We ask that you be with us now, that we may humbly surrender into the center of our being, where we are one with all that is. And all that is one with us, to prepare us for the changes that we seek, and allow us to receive benevolent, positive changes as we are able to accept them and offer them to others, and to appreciate them in relation to our unity with God, our Creator, the Holy Spirit. We thank you for being that force of love and unity within us that would not have the courage to reach out to such magnificence were we not guided by our brother who has shown us the greatness of our unity. We thank you for bringing our blessings to us today, and we thank you in advance for guiding the storm to its positive culmination with as little damage as is possible at this point in the destiny of this event. We ask that you bless and be with all who may receive that storm, that they may not panic and may absorb it to be really the solution and not the problem to its impending connection with the earth. Amen, amen, as always. the energetic part of your blessing is complete. Now I would ask that you go and rest and assimilate for at least 7 minutes. God is with you. Be with God and know that you're very loved. I hope that you'll join us again next week for another blessing. Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.